I haven't gotten there yet, St. Paul says. I haven't quite gotten there where I know him and the power of his resurrection, sharing his sufferings, joining in his death, and attaining the resurrection from the dead. I'm not quite perfected. I haven't reached my end. But I press on toward this goal because Christ Jesus has made me his own. I don't consider that I've made this my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That's a pastor. That may be just my definition. I'll stand corrected if someone wants to argue it with me. But that's a pastor, a man who desires this so strongly that he presses on toward this goal. He wants to be in Christ. Boy, those are little words to describe that, aren't they? He wants to know Christ. He wants to know his power of his resurrection. He wants to be completely wrapped up in his sufferings unto death so that he can be raised with his same resurrection. That's what St. Paul lives for. That describes him almost completely. He is moving toward that, pressing on toward that. He is so strongly motivated toward this that he forgets everything that lies behind and is pressing toward that goal. He already told it to us in chapter 1. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. Which should I choose? St. Paul says. Well, he says, he doesn't really choose, does he? He simply says, I know that this is best for right now. This is a man who is in prison and under threat of death. There is a very serious question of whether he will ever leave this prison or not. He knows. It could be now. He could finally reach there. And that doesn't bother him. It fills him with great joy and great purpose. He's going to press on toward that goal. He's finally going to really know Christ and his power and be raised in his resurrection. That's what he's wrapped up with. And what does he say? Well, if you're ever going to memorize a Greek word, if there's ever going to be one that really should define you as a pastor, you have memorized one or two, yes, I know. Sumimetai. Sumimetai. He says, sumimetai mu genestha. Become a together imitator with me. He makes it clear through Philippians who he's imitating. He makes it clear who he wants to know and who he wants to be wrapped up with and who he's following. Our Lord Jesus Christ is his model. And he says, become one of the imitators along with me. And along with those whom you see are following in the model that I am following, keep your eye on those who walk according to the example that you have in us, he says. That's the life of a pastor, to be completely wrapped up in wanting to know Jesus Christ and to know all he has done for us, to be not just intellectually aware of it, but to know it with all your being. To be someone who is wrapped up in that and saying, y'all come with me. Let's do this together. I see Jesus and I'm following him. You can see me and through me and with me, we get glimpses of Jesus. We follow him and are completely wrapped up in him. There are other examples, St. Paul says. Throughout Philippians, he talks about those others. He calls them dogs and other ugly names. But he says, watch for those who are of this same pattern, the same model, the same typos as me. People who are wrapped up in Jesus, following him. Now, there's a lot that goes into being like that. But a pastor is one who is like that. God grant that all that we do here is moving in that direction, but don't miss the forest for the trees. The learning of your Greek and your Hebrew and the studying of hermeneutical principles and all of the things you learn about homiletics and history and systematics, those are the trees. The forest is to be a man like this. Worth following. Have I gotten there? St. Paul hadn't gotten there. I know I haven't gotten there. I don't know anyone who's gotten there except those who have already reached the goal, attained the prize, have already received the upward call in Christ Jesus. While here on earth, we are people moving in a direction. And there's an opposite direction to move. Don't miss that. It's one where you become an enemy of the cross of Christ. Someone walking in the opposite direction from the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. Our citizenship is in heaven. That's what we're looking toward. That's what we're striving for. That's the place we're going to be. Yes, you can go the other direction. It's easy to do. That way is broad, not narrow. When St. Paul thinks about what really matters to him, imprisoned, ridiculed by some, although well supported by others, when he thinks about what really matters and he wants to share that with people who have given him great joy, he makes it very clear. I follow Jesus. I want to know him. I'm almost there. Join me. Every sermon, every Bible class, every counseling session, to me, that's the model for these. I want to know Jesus. Come with me. Let's get to know him together. Not, I'm a polished orator, I know exactly the words to use, watch me, I'm just so good at this. But come on, together, let's get to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Share his sufferings, become like him in his death, that by any means possible we may attain the resurrection from the dead. Is that the path that you're following here? It isn't necessarily. Just because you're here doesn't mean you're on that path. Just because you're sometimes on that path doesn't mean you don't take U-turns and go the wrong direction and be attracted by the things of this world. St. Paul, we want to be an imitator of him. Well, then we know about repentance, don't we? Know about changing direction completely. If you're not on this path, if that's not your model for pastoral ministry, then hear St. Paul and turn and join him. Imitate him, a fellow imitator, a sunimitai. Well, it's not a noun, it's a verb. Get to know him. Who? Well, you know who. Get to know him and share him. Get to know him by realizing that he has rescued you first. changed you first. None of this can be done on the surface. None of this can be done by pointing to something that is not inside of you. You first must know Him. And to know Him means to know Him as Savior, as the one who went to the cross for your own sins, first and foremost. You see, to study to become a pastor is not somehow opposed to personal devotion. The only way to get where you need to be is you inside becoming this kind of man who knows he's rescued, who knows he's forgiven, who knows himself for who he is and for whom God has made him. To work at that is to work directly toward the goal that you set for yourself when you came here in the first place. It's not indirect. It's not a distraction from your pastoral studies. It is study for the ministry. Brothers, join in imitating those who walk according to the example given to us, first of all, in our Lord Jesus Christ and in His apostles and in all of those that we have watched going before us who, like St. Paul, follow Jesus. Get to know Him. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.